Mariah Johns joins us, the Kaitohu Māori, or Director Māori, Te Hiringa Mahara, the Mental Health and Wellbeing Commission. She says the government plans to set up a new mental health and addiction peer support service in hospital emergency departments is a positive move. Mariah, tēnā koe, te tohene ko Dale tēnei.
Tēnā koe, Dale. Ngā mihi nui kia koe tēnei ata.
Me koe hoki here. Tohene kia ora rau atu. Well, firstly, what is peer support at a peer support service?
Okay. Peer support services, they're services that are delivered by whānau, people who bring in a unique set of experiences, knowledge, understanding and empathy, and who also have been through their own challenges, Dale, of mental distress. And so having to navigate that hospital and health system, that's what they bring to that kaupapa. And as peer support specialists, they can really build trust quickly because that they share that experience with the whānau member that's actually going through the experience at the time. They can share their knowledge and their solutions based on their own lived experience. And then they can do work as, you know, look, their work is like role models for hope and well-being to those whānau people during those periods of distress. So koe nā te tino kaupapa o te peer support services.
Kia ora rau atu koe. Look, you have a background in health, Mariah, including working in DHBs. How's this going to help people who are experiencing mental distress turning up to ED? Step us through how it might work.
Yeah. In addition to the previous information I just shared on that pātai tuatahi, that first question, what peer support services, it will bring an enormous help to those that have the service in ED departments. But first and foremost, obviously, to the person and their whānau that are going through that distress at the time. And that'll flow on the benefits to the ED frontline services and, importantly, to kaupapa Māori services that are in many of our hospitals and providing that kaupapa to the whānau that are turned up. But because at the end of the day, all of those services have the same end goal, is to ensure the person, their whānau and family get the help that they need when they need it. And sometimes, you know, he uawa, it's really, really confusing for whānau when they do end up at ED. It's at almost the point of real extreme distress. So the absolute ability to help with this type of service, it's immense, really, really immense. It will help.
Kia ora. I get the gut feeling too that it would be sensible, and it flies a little in the face of what are perceived compromising, even cuts towards initiating Māori kaupapa. Although this is mental health, it will have Māori dimensions to it. But how did it come to be, Mariah? Was it a kaupapa that the Mental Health and Wellbeing Commission pitched to the parliamentarians? Because at a time when they're cutting back on spends, it seems that this one has made its way through. It's going to cost, obviously, to have peer support people at every ED in the country, but where did the idea generate from? Did it come from your end towards Wellington or the other way?
Yeah, well, this kaupapa has been around for quite a long time. It probably is getting a lot more attention now, but certainly the need for that type of support has been in the process for a long time. And when we've been out in Hui, myself, when I did used to go out to Hui a lot in the sector, this kaupapa always came up. So it is a critical type of service. And it also provides that real transformation in the models of care. Having our tangata whai ora, awhing our tangata whai ora. Tangata whai ora that have actually gone through those challenges themselves, and they can share that kaupapa with other whānau that are literally experiencing it. So there's so many positives around that. And there's a lot of things happening in that space around our funding, etc. But we're focused on what we can do, when we can do that, and how we can actually ensure that our mahi and te hiringa mahara is highlighting these issues. And we are very happy and see this as a real positive move by Minister Dusi in regards to the attention that it's drawing on here. And for kaupapa Māori, for Māori lived experience support working workforce, ai, kai reira no te rā kaupapa. That's where we're also focusing our attention on, ensuring that that's that main, we retain that either that visibility and importance.
Tēnā, has there been any assurance that those working in predominantly Māori and Pacifica environments, I'm thinking of Middlemore because it's the hospital closest to where I live, Moriah, and where we broadcast from, you know, it would be appropriate to have a peer support worker in their Māori or Pacifica. But have there been any recommendations that that be the case? A lot of our people feel more comfortable when they see a brown face to talk to rather than a studious Pākehā face. What sort of guarantees do we have that this is going to work in that way?
Yeah, we're still yet to see a bit more detail on how the initiative that Minister Ducey announced will roll out. But at this stage, we're approaching it as a good start. It's a starting point. But like most of everyone else, we are waiting to see much more detail.
Tēnā koe. Just finally, too, Mariah, and I know you'd rather speak in Te Reo Māori than in English, so thank you for thanks for coming along for the ride. All our kaupapa is Māori focused, Mariah, but it's in English. But our Manukau team will be in touch to celebrate your beautiful reo, I'm sure. Hey, Tuhini, what advice has the Mental Health and Wellbeing Commission given to Minister Ducey to help address other pressure points across the system?
Kia ora mo tēnā pātai. Thank you for that question, Dale.
You can answer it to the Māori if you want to as well, Mariah. Feel free. This is a bilingual program.
Oh, I love Te Reo Māori. Kei te pai. Yeah, we've made a case. Like, you probably are aware, every agency, entity, Crown agent department has to put through a briefing to the incoming minister. So part of our briefing, we made the case for action on things we believe will make a real significant impact across the health system. So we've highlighted the issue around providing accessible services, particularly for Māori, rangatahi and young people. And we've also advised around reducing the use of compulsory treatment in mental health and mental health services, making it easy for communities to support their wellbeing. And alongside these, we highlighted a few actions that can basically be taken immediately. So one of those actions is introducing the Members' Bill Pai Ora, Healthy Futures, Improving Mental Health Outcomes, and Amendment Bill as a government bill to include a mental health and wellbeing strategy in the Act. And secondly, including a mental health target in the suite of proposed health targets focused on improving access to mental health and addiction services. And finally, in our BIM report to the Minister, was to allocate funding and commissioning a phased prevalence survey of mental health and wellbeing, starting with children and young people. Because we haven't had a survey for many years now. A lot of that data is quite dated. And we're advocating and asking, providing advice on that. Aye.
It's been a pleasure having a cordial with you, and I look forward to hearing your beautiful reo as well with our other interviewers and Kai Mahi. Mariah John's joining us. Thank you, Tuhini. Māori ora kia koe.
Māori ora. Kia ora, Dale.
Ngā mihi. Isn't that neat? And I love it when people say, I'd rather.